This is the World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. NATO will increase the number of troops on, quote, high alert, from 40,000 to 300,000 to better protect the Baltic states on the alliance's eastern flank. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO Secretary General, pledged that Russia would not be able to capture Tallinn, Estonia's capital, should Moscow invade. The assurances follow warnings last week from Kaja Kallas, Estonia's Prime Minister, that a Russian invasion could see the Baltics, quote, wiped off the map. A Russian missile strike hit a shopping centre with over 1,000 people inside in Kremenchuk, a city in central Ukraine. At least 10 people have been confirmed to have been killed so far. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, said that, quote, it is impossible to even imagine the number of victims. The city is also home to Ukraine's biggest oil refinery. America's Supreme Court ruled that a former high school football coach's prayer on the field was constitutionally protected speech in a win for religious expression by government workers. Joseph Kennedy's public school employer in Washington state had sacked him for kneeling on the field in prayer after matches. The three liberal justices dissented. Allowing such expression, they argued, erodes the separation between church and state. Judges in Louisiana and Utah temporarily blocked enforcement of the state's trigger laws, allowing abortion clinics to continue operating for now. Should the laws go into effect, the district attorney in New Orleans said he would not prosecute women for seeking abortions or doctors for providing them. Both states are among the 13 with trigger laws on the books when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Several people were killed and at least 50 injured when a passenger train derailed in Missouri, according to local officials. Amtrak, an American train operator, said 8 cars derailed when the train collided with a lorry. On Sunday, another Amtrak train plowed into a car in California, killing 3 people. In the first criminal case to be brought in Switzerland against a Swiss bank, Credit Suisse was found guilty of failing to prevent money laundering by a Bulgarian cocaine trafficking gang. Judges ruled that the bank's deficiencies enabled the gang to deposit millions of euros, despite red flags including assassinations and cash transfers in suitcases. The case is a watershed for Switzerland's loosely regulated banking industry. Sri Lanka's army started handing out fuel tokens in order to ration supplies as the country struggles with a severe shortage amid an economic crisis. There are 9,000 tonnes of diesel and 6,000 tonnes of petrol left in the government's stockpile, but no fresh shipments are expected. Government employees have been told to work from home and many schools have been closed. And fact of the day, 19.1 million. The lower estimate for the number of lives saved by COVID-19 vaccines in the first year of vaccine rollout.